You're listening to KHUM, and right now I have Kurt Södergren on the phone right now, who's the drummer of Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and one of the founding members, right? How are you doing, Kurt?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you.
That's awesome. So it's your 23rd year together. Are you going to do anything exciting coming up for the 25th anniversary?
Yes, we do have plans for that. Right now we're finishing up our latest release, which should be out mid-summer. I don't have an exact release date, but I know that most of the principal recording is done. And that's going to be a tribute to Louis Armstrong, Louis Prima, and Louis Jordan, called Louis, Louis, Louis.
That's awesome.
It's going to be really fun. It's been really, really fun to make it. For the 25th, we're going to do some original music and release a record and do a tour. It's still a couple of years down the line, so we're really focusing on this current project right now.
Is it all covers? The Louis, Louis, Louis project? Or is it... The Louis 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 project, is it like is it cover songs? Is it reworkings of a lot of their songs? You said it was a tribute. When do you think it'll be coming out? Are you there? Did I lose you? Hello? I think I lost him for a second. So anyway, going to go ahead and put on some music.
Hello.
Hey, you there? Are you there? Live radio, folks. All right, cool. Well, I'll try to get him back on the phone here in just a moment. But here in the meantime is a track from Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Listening to Cam. I have him back on the phone now. How are you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Phones. It happens. It's live radio, so yeah. It makes it exciting. But you were talking about the Louis 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 release. Are those reworkings of those songs, or are they going to be straight up covers? Or
we're staying pretty true to the original, so it's going to be small band, we're going to do a tour along with it, and we'll probably play. Half the show will be songs from that record, so it'll be kind of a small band thing, and then we'll come back for the second half and play our original music, which is probably a little bit more bombastic.
Okay, awesome, sweet. And when do you think that release is going to come out?
Boy, that's always hard to say. I'm hoping for midsummer.
Midsummer, that would be awesome. Well, you have to let us know whenever it comes out. That'd be exciting.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm sure we'll send one out.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good. Now, you were talking you're going to put out another more original project coming up for the 25th anniversary. Anything else that's coming up that's in the works?
Yeah. That's what we have talked about, that, what to do for the 5 year, but then we got busy on this new project. For sure, we're going to come out with a new original record and a tour. And we're going to try and have some surprises, but it's still in the works right now. It's a couple of years off, and we're really concentrating on the new project.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. Well, that'll be pretty cool. And we're excited to have you. We're excited to have you back here in town. That would be really exciting. I know we were just talking about how pretty Patrick's Point was right there while we were waiting for the song to end in the ocean.
It's great. I mean, that's going to be my vacation destination in June. So, and we've been there before, and obviously, we loved it. We went to Trinidad State Beach and spent a whole day there. It was really marvelous.
Well, this place is definitely pretty different than Ventura, California, right?
Well, we are on the coast as well, I'd say it's different.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, I hear a lot about that. I just moved from West Virginia back in September here, so I haven't been south of San Francisco, so I'm a unique bird.
Well, Ventura is nice because it's about an hour from L.A., and it's actually a small town. We actually just celebrated our 150th birthday 2 weeks ago, and we played a show, and it was a benefit for the Ventura Unified School Music Program, and we made over $50,000 for them to be split between three or four schools, Yeah, it's small, but I really like it. It's a great community. And that's kind of why I like Trinidad, too. You know, it seemed like a nice small town. And when we were there, we were hanging around with our manager's brother. And it seemed like he knew everybody.
That's cool. And that's neat that you guys got involved with the school benefit, too.
Yeah, we've been doing that for a few years now. And because when I grew up, my school, I didn't grow up in Ventura, but I've lived here for, gosh, almost 30 years now. And my school didn't have any of the programs. A lot of schools don't. Unfortunately, we do in Ventura, but they're underfunded, as you can imagine. So it just seems to be a really, really great thing to do. I think everyone that gets involved with music in school has a great time, and they meet a really good clique of friends that sometimes last a lifetime. So it's really important to us.
To support that, yeah, definitely. I think that is super rad of you all to do that. That's really cool. And you also have some other things. I know you used to be in a Zeppelin cover band, right?
Yeah. We haven't played in a little while. Everyone's been kind of busy. But yeah, it's called Stairway to 11, and we do a lot of Zeppelin covers. Sometimes we'll cover other bands like Tom Waits. Tom Petty. And, you know, kind of a lot of that era, but mainly it's Zeppelin.
You know what?
We played Zeppelin 4 front to back.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. You know what's funny is that there happens to be, the night before you're in town, a Zeppelin cover band, Zapparella, four-woman cover band.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of them. That sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's the night before, so if you get in early, you should go and check them out. They're pretty cool.
I wish I was. We're leaving. We're getting up before dawn, fly out there for the show, the day of the show.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think it's crazy, too. It turned out that's the way the schedule was. And I kind of got into this music business so that I wouldn't have to get up early, and now it seems like actually that's more, we do get up early more than anything.
You just have longer days than most people. Yeah, but then I assume it's hard to coordinate schedules with that many people in the band, too. So, but kind of, you know, I guess it makes sense, right?
Well, you know, it's just, yeah, you have to get everyone there, and we all have to get on the same flight. And then there's just such differing price ranges for flights these days. So I guess the earliest one was the best one, but it's saving us quite a bit of money. It's just, yikes, getting up early. No fun.
Well, that is cool. Well, you all have played several festivals and stuff here, and you've been here several times in this area, so it's really cool to see you come back and play Sherry Heights coming up on Friday. So that'll be really awesome. You mentioned...
That's a new venue for us.
You never played Sherry Heights before?
I don't remember, but I'm not the best at that.
It's a casino, so watch yourself.
Yeah, I don't think we played, not the casino. I think we played a theater last time we were there. And I know we played a festival one time, too. But yeah, no, I will. I'll bring make sure to bring a lot of, do you use quarters these days, or is it more like dollars and $5 bills?
I don't know. I've never played a slot machine. I have no idea.
You're smart.
All right, cool. Well, we were speaking before we went on the air just now about playing one of the tracks off of Rattle Them Bones
up the interview. Yeah, Digga Digga Doo is one of my favorites to play. It's a great song. It's got from the even an earlier era. And it's got banjo, which is really, really great. And it's just a lot of fun.
Why did you decide to include banjo on it?
Well, that's the way, banjo was a primary rhythmic instrument back in the 20s jazz, and so we're just trying to kind of stay true, but still put our spin on things. But yeah, it's super percussive. And actually, there's even there's a drum head on the banjo, you can really, really hear the rhythmic qualities of the instrument on that song pretty well.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much.
And we'll play it live, too, when we come out there, too. So you'll really get a
awesome
for it. But yeah, the recording is pretty great.
Sweet. Well, everybody going out and see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy coming up this Friday over at Sherry Heights. Doors are at 7, and the show starts at 8 p.m. Thanks so much for talking to me today.
Yeah. Thank you.